We're talking with Diane Katz of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy about the 90% reduction in mercury emissions called for from our coal-fired plants here in Michigan. Now, was this an arbitrary thing, to your knowledge, Diane, or did she do some sort of scientific information sourcing, or what? Where did this come from?
Well, I can't speak for the governor, of course, but if she did do research on this, I'd sure like to see it, because it doesn't comport with the research that I've been able to find. And, you know, there's a couple of the things that I think your listeners ought to know. One is that releases of mercury have already declined in the U.S. by some 75% between just 1980 and 1997. And the federal government has just recently released new regulations to reduce mercury emissions by 70%. So we haven't even had a chance to let these federal rules go into effect, and the governor is, you know, imposing even greater reduction requirements on Michigan utilities that are going to put a disproportionate economic effect on Michigan at a time when we can least afford it.
Well, I'll say it in a nice way. You said it in a nice way. I'll say it in a not nice way. If you force up the price of electricity in Michigan, you are doing business a disservice, and this will force up the price of electricity, no doubt. It cannot help but do that.
It definitely will increase the price of electricity. There's another point to consider as well, which is this. If we care about the environment, what we really want to do is focus our resources on the problems that pose the greatest risks. And to the extent that we expend resources and money and time and attention on areas that we're not going to get much benefit from, then it's a huge loss of opportunity, and we're not looking at what really needs to be done to improve the environment and public health.
Well, Diane, I think probably what goes on in the governor's office is this. Well, okay, we got the environmentalists out there. What can we do to make them keep quiet that'll raise the least amount of concern on people's part? And so they pick the utilities because they figure everybody hates the utilities anyway, which isn't true. We don't. We like them. We like the price we pay for electricity. It's very fair, and it's also one of the good things that we have in this state, and I don't want to see any other impediments to doing business in this state. But anyway, they'll take the path of least resistance, and it's been that way for the whole administration, and will continue to be, I think. And I think that's what happened here, but I think it was a mistake.
And I think this is not just an issue with Governor Granholm in Michigan. I think this has been a pattern that we have seen with, you know, some environmental groups, you know, across the U.S.
Well, they're holding us hostage in many cases. So, you know, they're holding up wonderful projects for some fish that may have its family damaged, or, you know, I mean, it's just absurd. And that thing with the owls out there, where people are being killed in protest, lumberjacks are being killed, it's absurd. We ought to take these people and make them act like humans instead of the little children they're acting like, in my opinion. You didn't say that, I did.
Well, and one thing that we all must keep in mind is that the environment is best in the wealthiest countries, and it's the worst in the poorest countries. And we want to take care of our environment and take care of our resources, but we can only do that if we have the luxury of the wealth to do that. And if we continually, you know, reduce that wealth and undermine that wealth, that just means that we're going to have that much less with which to do good environmental things.